This is a panel session that we have entitled In Your Own Voice. And we came up with that catchy title because we decided to invite four of the absolute best actors in the world who excel, in our opinion, and they might disagree with our characterization of them. We are impressed with their ability to portray people who seem very real and natural, and when we see them on screen, we think we're seeing a lot of who they are as people. I don't know if he considers this a curse or a blessing, but despite a long, varied, still vibrant career, I suspect to most Americans at least, Jack Riley, always and forevermore, will be Mr. Carlin from the Bob Newhart Show. He has done tons of film, stage, animation, radio, to a different generation. And if you don't know this, those of you who have kids, this man is a living, breathing hero. This man is Stu Pickles from the Rugrats.
Yeah.
Now, no one's going, ooh and ah, go tell your four-year-old. Okay. In addition to everything he's done, he's worked with in film with directors including Mike Nichols, Mel Brooks, Robert Altman. But I suspect, and we didn't talk beforehand, so I don't know, I suspect that none of those people directed the film of which you personally are most proud as an artist. Would that, could you share?
The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is something I was in. And I almost lost my life doing it, which I would have preferred to have lost my life on one of those other classy pictures.
But how did you almost lose your life?
I was supposed to be an inspector coming in from Washington to inspect these killer tomatoes in their patch, and the helicopter that was bringing me in crashed and burned, for real, you know, and we had to crawl away from it and everything like that, and it was very close to being not me here today.
You were in it at the time?
Yeah, I was. It's in the picture, too. They decided to... Since we weren't really that badly hurt, they had us crawl away from the helicopter while waiting for the fire department to get there, which took hours, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so if you see that film, that's me actually in that helicopter.
Crawling away.
It's part of the story. They kind of wrote it with a crash.
It's my pleasure to introduce Melanie Chartoff, who has starred on Broadway and television and radio, especially doing many commercials at the Radio Ranch, a number of other radio production companies. Also, lots of film. In addition to the scores of characters that Melanie has created, she is the voice of Dee Dee Pickles on Nickelodeon's worldwide phenomenon, Rugrats. Bill Shallert, or William Shallert, when you want to address him formally, or Mr. Shallert, very, very formally, specializes in just playing this magnificent person, who is a charming personality, and although there are many character actors you've seen him do, they are essentially some aspect of Bill. It's a Bill at 80 years, 90 years, at 30 years, or 40 years, but he's best known to baby boomers as the father on the what show? Anyone know?
The Patty Duke Show.
But his acting credits comprise an astonishing list of classic TV series, including The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis, Get Smart, Have Gun Will Travel, Gunsmoke, The Twilight Zone, Perry Mason, Maverick, The Untouchables, The Andy Griffith Show. This is too much for one person to do. The Dick Van Dyke Show, Star Trek, The Waltons, Little House on the Prairie, St. Elsewhere, respected throughout the entertainment industry, not only for his work and his nearly 80 motion picture roles, Bill Shallert also served as president of the Screen Actors Guild.
I didn't give you that list. You asked me for some...
I'll tell you where the list came from. We did an internet search for bios for you, and I compiled that list. And at first, because when you have guest speakers, you try to impress the audience with their credits. Yeah. So I thought, I'm going to print every TV show he's ever done. Yeah. And I couldn't do that. So then I said, I'm going to print every classic TV show he's ever done, and I still had to cut the list by about a third. That's why every show you named is a show someone would recognize.
May I say something?
Not yet.
It's too many words.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I'll give you the short version. I was Patty Duke's father, Nancy Drew's father, And the new Gidget's father, and also the father of all the little women, which makes me the most promiscuous parent in the history of series television.
On your extreme left is Jimmy Hampton, who is a very versatile actor in all media. To a certain generation of TV viewers, he is best known as being Trooper Hannibal Dobbs on the TV show F Troop. In more recent years, Jimmy has also taken to directing. I know something about Jimmy that he doesn't know I know, because we've just met today. I'm not positive of the year, but I very clearly remember, because I first became aware of you as an actor from suddenly I was seeing you everywhere. You were Golden Globe Newcomer of the Year.
Right.
And that's when I started seeing you everywhere, including a wonderful performance in The Longest Yard, Burt Reynolds' movie. And I have no idea. See, actors have favorite roles, then they have the roles they wish everyone would shut up about. And I'm sorry if I'm going to do the wrong one. Anybody here share my enjoyment of The Rockford Files? One of the best characterizations ever was this gentleman. I forgot the character's name, but as a...
Aaron Ironwood.
Aaron Ironwood, like a dare to be rich kind of character. Just a wonderful, wonderful performance. Please welcome Jimmy Hampton.
Thank you.